The next strategy I'm going to discuss with you is how your identity is the center of your transformation. The strongest force for human beings is to show up in the world the way they view themselves to be, which is directly aligned with their own identity. So it's basically how we perceive ourselves will dictate how we show up in the world. I can't become organized if I don't shift that my identity is directly aligned with that I'm an organized person. So for example, if you are chronically living in and amongst clutter, you most likely consciously or unconsciously identified yourself as a messy or disorganized person. And that's why your life has manifested that way. Similarly, do you ever wonder why someone who is attempting to stop smoking can't? It's because his identity is that he is still a smoker. Shift that identity to a non-smoker, and his actions will align with that fact. It's very crucial for long-term success to shift your identity of how you see yourself first on the inside, and then your thoughts, feelings, and actions will follow that new identity. As you know, most New Year's resolutions fail because willpower is very ineffective long term. So it is crucial for you to shift your identity so it's aligned with how you want your life to unfold. We find that most people have an identity that is so caring and generous to other human beings. In fact, if you ever look at random strangers that need help in society, there are always people rushing to their rescue. Why is it most of the time we do not rescue ourselves from treating ourselves badly? For instance, when we look in the mirror and don't like what we see, we are treating ourselves badly. When we poison our bodies with alcohol, drugs, emotional eating, and smoking, why don't we choose to love ourselves and not slowly pollute our own bodies, which are temples that have been given to us at no cost? Why is it that we've been given the freedom to choose our thoughts, and we consistently choose thoughts that make us feel negative, fearful, victimized, not good enough, and self-sabotaging? Those thoughts and what we focus on are always available. But so are the thoughts that make us feel positive, energized, powerful, love, joy, and that we are in fact good enough. Bottom line is the grace and kindness we so freely extend to others should be extended to ourselves, so that we feel good and more fulfilled in our own lives. When this occurs, you then can love yourself for all that you are and all that you're not, which leads to you experiencing that, in fact, you are whole and complete just the way you are. There is true power in self-love.